And welcome to Kansas City. Again, we are downtown Kansas City. Again, it's the MIAA Basketball Media Day at the College Basketball Experience next to the Sprint Center. And our broadcast is underwritten by Nottoway Valley Bank. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Trenton. And Matt, a real good event so far this morning. The MIAA really getting some nice exposure here in downtown Kansas City. And one of the highlights was the release of the media and the coaches poll, which took place a little bit earlier this morning.
Yeah, and first off, just be able to have MIAA Media Day like this in the past for basketball. It's just been virtual media day where teams just send in some videos. They release the poll, that sort of thing. And in football, we've seen at Sporting Park where the former site of the NCAA Division II National Championships, that kind of turned into a big event. Now be able to have this at the College Basketball Experience at the Sprint Center. Really cool setting, and they really did a good job of making this an MIAA event with the logo throughout, Mike Racy kind of present all the way through, greeting people. And so a really fun event to this point. And seeing the MIAA men's and women's preseason polls released, kind of interesting to get a look. Northwest Missouri State on the men's side, getting some good love from the media on the women's side, bumping up just a little bit here as we head into Austin Meyer's first year.
And we'll be talking with Austin along with men's head coach Ben McCollum and a couple of players that they brought down today as well, and Jalen Haggard on the women's side and Joey Wittes on the men's side. We hope to hear from Mike Racy from the MIAA, the commissioner. They've got a lot of things going on right now, not only with basketball, but with replacing Lindenwood, which announced last week that they will be leaving the conference after this year. And we'll also talk a little bit about the College Basketball Experience here with Jamar Brown. So a lot coming up in this hour here as we lead you into the midday report a little bit later on. But first of all, let's just take a look at the polls. The coaches poll has Missouri Southern at the top on the men's side with Northwest Missouri State second. Then you look at the media poll, Northwest is first and Missouri Southern second. So those two teams kind of switched in the two polls, but the coaches and the media both feel that those will be the two teams to beat in the MIAA this year.
Yeah, and you kind of look at the track record, a lot of it kind of folks look at what happened in the previous season, so that's where a lot of these polls come from. And kind of interesting to see too, the coaches polls, Southern gets 6 first place votes, Northwest gets 7, but yet a few more points going Missouri Southern's way, so they jump Northwest Missouri State in the coaches poll. In my MIAA media poll for the men's side, Northwest getting 6 first place votes, 10 for Missouri Southern, but again, the way the points work out with some of the other ballots, it ends up having Northwest Missouri State on top. So kind of interesting to see how that all breaks down on the men's side, but a lot of folks, yeah, giving a lot of love to the Bearcats and the Lions.
As we go down the poll on the men's side, after the top two spots, Washburn is picked at third on both sides. They were a team that, under a first-year head coach last year, really stepped up and played well, and they're expected to be up at the top of the conference in the Coaches Bowl. Central Missouri 4, Central Oklahoma 5, Pittsburgh State 6, Fort A State 7, followed by Lindenwood, Lincoln, and Nebraska Kearney. Then in the 11th spot is Emporia State. Northeastern State is 12th. Southwest Baptist is 13th. And Missouri Western 14th. And in the media poll, Washburn 3, followed by Central Missouri, Pittsburgh State, Fort A State, Central Oklahoma 7, then Lindenwood 8, Nebraska Kearney 9. Lincoln is 10th, followed by Emporia State. And then there's a tie for 12th between Missouri Western and Southwest Baptist, and Northeastern State is 14th. So that's the way the poll looks on the men's side. We'll talk about the women's poll a little bit later on, but a reminder that we are broadcasting live from Kansas City at the College Basketball Experience at the Sprint Center, and a person involved with that is with us here is Jamar Brown is joining us from the College Basketball Experience, and thanks a lot for being with us on the show here this morning.
Thank you guys for having me.
What's this kind of been like? We kind of spoke before about Sporting Park having its MIAA football media day, and that's gone off really well. Now the MIAA basketball media day moving here to the College Basketball Experience, a great venue to begin with, but kind of mixing in a little Kansas City flavor with the MIAA. It seems from our end it's gone well. What's it been like for you?
It's been amazing, to see all the different schools here representing so well. The MIAA is obviously strong and, continuing to build and do all these great things. So it's been amazing so far.
And just tell us a little bit about the College Basketball Experience for people who may not have been here but may be driven by the Sprint Center and have never had an opportunity to come into this great facility. And just tell us a little bit about what they can expect when they come here.
Absolutely, yeah. We get that issue quite a bit. People driving by, and Sprint Center is so massive, and, we're just a little building on the side. So a lot of people don't know, but yeah, 41,500 square foot facility, fully interactive, encompassing all things basketball. So, You know, we have a lot of different basketball experiences here. We like to really have fun while we're here, but we also like to teach the game. So, you know, signage in the facility about different rules. And, you know, we like to really, you know, be accommodating for all groups, you know, not just the basketball enthusiasts, the ones who don't know, who want to learn. So, you know, the information in the facility, the signage, the lights, everything, it really makes it, you know, the home of college basketball. Just kind of is what it is.
You know, you think about the MIAA being around here. Of course, we're in the central hub for Mizzou, K-State, Kansas as well. There's been numerous Final Fours coming through Kansas City. It really is a college basketball town. Some people want the NBA, but it fits that college setting really well. So it makes sense to have the College Basketball Hall of Fame here, as well as the experience to where you can kind of, like you said, get in and learn, but get in and actually, you know, play in a full quarter or go through some of those the games as well.
Absolutely. And I think that was one of the reasons that Larry House wanted to have this event here. Like you said, the deep ties in Kansas City with the game and everything, you know, and as you mentioned as well, being the official collegiate Hall of Fame, it just kind of makes sense to have these type of events here, and I'm glad that he was able to understand that and bring that event here and trust us with it.
And really, a lot of people may know this, but some may not as well. With just near here, the Municipal Auditorium, the home of the MIAA basketball tournament at the end of the season, also has a lot of rich history with the NCAA tournament and NAIA tournament and things going way back to the 30s. So, again, just this area itself is just steeped in basketball tradition.
Obviously, one of the reasons that the Hall of Fame is here because of all those things that you just hinted, you know, historical Municipal, Kemper back in the day, with the Big 8, Big 12, it's NAIA, MIAA. It really is the home of college basketball, and we really try to encompass all those things here at the facility.
What's kind of the next step for the college basketball experience? Continue getting more folks in, but is there a few other things you're working on at the same time?
Absolutely. You know, we do a number of different things in the facility, from youth games to high school games to collegiate games. You know, we really try and emulate the college and NBA game for the youth, because a lot of times they may not get that experience again. So we take it the extra mile. We do the play-by-play. We do the starting announcements. We, you know, do the crazy lights when they come in, and you know, we're always adding to that. You know, halftime shows with different dance teams around the area, shoot to wins, just really creating that experience, you know, and living up to our name as the college basketball experience.
Well, Jamar, we certainly appreciate you being by and telling us a little bit about the college basketball experience. It's been a great day so far, and I think hopefully this will become a tradition for the MIAA.
That's what we're hoping, and we appreciate you guys for having us on, and, you know, like you said, we hope it's a great event, and the rest of the day goes amazing as the morning has as well.
All right. Again, Jamar Brown has been with us from the college basketball experience. We'll be back and have more for you from Kansas City with MIAA Basketball Media Day right after this timeout. So back with more in Kansas City after this. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce, committed to the growth of Maryville and assisting its more than 250 member organizations. The Chamber also offers monthly socials, ribbon cuttings, and professional development programs. More information is at maryvillechamber.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the College Basketball Experience at the Sprint Center in Kansas City, an interactive basketball facility housing the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame, as well as games for fans of all ages to test their skills, including shooting contests and a full-size basketball court. More information at collegebasketballexperience.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from El Nopal, a family-owned restaurant bringing a taste of Mexico to Maryville. Located on South Main, El Nopal offers daily lunch and dinner specials and happy hour from 4 to 7 Monday through Thursday. The menu is available online at facebook.com/El Nopal Mex 5. And we are back in Kansas City at the MIAA Basketball Media Day. It's hosted by the College Basketball Experience next to the Sprint Center and underwritten by the Nottoway Valley Bank. I'm John Coffey alongside with Matt Trenton. And we went over the men's basketball poll just a little bit ago. Now let's check the women's poll. And for the Northwest women on the coaches' side, the coaches have picked Northwest to finish 13th in the poll, with Central Missouri the top team in the poll this year. And they are sweeping both the men, or the media poll and the coaches' poll. And on the media side, Northwest is picked in the number 12 position, just ahead of Northeastern State and Lincoln. And Matt Trenton, when you look at that poll on the women's side, obviously going over past results a little bit for the way the polls go, and they do that every year. But I think when you look at the women's side of things, some good things are ahead under first-year head coach Austin Meyer.
Yeah, I think everything we've seen so far, and it has been a ton, and they're just now getting on the cusp of being able to get back into full-time practices and being out. I think there's a lot of good things to expect out of Northwest Missouri State women's basketball. And I think that talking with Jalen just a little bit earlier today, everything's gone positive. Everybody's getting along very well. The team is meshing already. There's some camaraderie there. So I think Northwest Missouri State is feeling pretty good. A little bit biased. I picked them a little bit higher than number 12 in the media poll, but I really think they're going to come in with the transfers they have, the freshmen. They're going to play good basketball this season.
And joining us right now on our program is the commissioner of the MIAA, Mike Racy. And, Mike, this is a great event, moving down to town for the basketball media day here, moving it to a great place here at the College Basketball Experience. And so really been a great event so far.
Well, a lot of moving parts and a lot of activity, but we're sure excited to be showcasing MIAA basketball. We've had great success with our football media day, as you know, and football coaches have really appreciated that opportunity to come together before the season starts and to help promote the conference. And it only makes sense with the success we've had in both men's and women's basketball to do the same thing here in Kansas City. And we're excited. It's a great day.
Is this something that has been in the works for a while, a couple years of kind of looking at doing this, or was it just kind of once Riley Egger stepped in of kind of springing on there? What's that process been like?
Well, we'll give all the credit to Riley because he's we've given Riley the title of Director of Strategic Communications, and he's been very strategic. But we've actually been talking about this for a while. When I was hired to be the commissioner a couple of years ago, I guess I'm in my second full academic year. One of the things I talked to the presidents about when I was hired was to bring greater visibility and awareness of the MIAA in Kansas City. It's our headquarters. We do a lot of our championships, including the basketball tournament here in Kansas City. And we've got to do everything we can to help elevate awareness and appreciation of the conference. And so this is an event that, has a number of strategic reasons why we're doing it. But one of it's awareness. And helping the media and downtown and folks around Kansas City know that MIAA basketball is very good basketball, talented student athletes, a lot of those student athletes from the Kansas City area. And so this is part of that recipe for us to turn the dial up a little bit on awareness and visibility for the conference.
And when you talk about the MIAA on the basketball side, they've had a lot of success nationally, both on the men's and women's side as well.
Oh, absolutely. You go back, 15 years, and to have a run where we've had five teams, four different schools cut nets for NCAA basketball championship. And the thing I like is that, when you peel that back and you look at statistics like attendance, men's and women's basketball in the MIAA have both led the nation in the last 10 years, 10 consecutive years of having, the most passionate and committed fans in Division II college basketball. There's a couple of indexes out there that I mentioned this morning in my remarks that rate the level of competitiveness of the conference. And last year, both the MIAA men's basketball and women's basketball topped the conference charts. In men's basketball, we were trailed by the Northern Sun, and in women's basketball by the Great Lakes Valley Conference. So all the metrics point to, this being the toughest basketball conference in the country. We like to brag a lot about our success in football, but it's real in basketball as well.
Well, that's kind of funny because that's where my mind was going too. It's been a football conference for so long. Not many get the chance to boast multiple sports that they really shine at. But men's, women's basketball have kind of been right up next there and rivaled football for not only the fan support, but so like you said, the teams able to cut down nets. And there's always a national contender in men's and women's basketball every year, a team that you say they can get hot and go win it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just great conference matchups, you know, like in football. You know, there really isn't a night off, and go to all of our venues, and you've got full houses and passionate fans, and students are there, and so the great environments. And the thing I like to talk about too is it's not just football and it's not just basketball. You know, we have one of the, if not the toughest, one of the toughest indoor and outdoor track and field conferences in the country. And I know, you know, you guys are getting ready to open up your new facility, and that's going to bring, indoor national championships to Maryville. And so the conference just gets tougher and tougher in those sports as well. So it's a fun time to be the commissioner of the MIAA, and it's a great time for schools to be members of the MIAA.
One thing that might not be so fun to talk about right now, though, the announcement from Lindenwood last week that they're leaving the MIAA, that's going to present some challenges. But it sounds like from the release that came out last week from the conference office that the conference is on this, trying to work at the schedules for next year and to replace Lindenwood.
We've been talking for a while, knowing that Lindenwood's departure was a possibility. The timing of it caught us a little by surprise. For a few months, we've been led to believe that would happen in 2020, and I think the timeline for the Great Lakes Valley got accelerated by a school that they were bringing in from Division III that decided not to make the move. So, those things happen, and you've got to deal with them. Fortunately, we've had a couple of task forces in place and a committee, and really, you know, trying to make sure that we're doing the right things as far as a scheduling standpoint for next year, focused on next year, and then we'll get busy for planning beyond that. You know, the football piece has been solved. Lincoln is going to come back in as a football member in the MIAA and take that slot that Lindenwood had. So. So that, you know, that helps that we were able to make that decision fairly quickly. But yeah, a lot going on, a lot of activity in the conference right now, and hopefully some things will be worked out here in the next few weeks.
Is that just kind of a tough job that comes with being the commissioner, of always being vigilant of what might happen and what that next step will be even before it comes?
Yeah, I know. I always talk to I love talking to our basketball coaches and our athletic directors. You know, basketball coaches always talk about having kind of in their pocket a list of two or three assistant coaches that they would go hire if they lose an assistant coach, and ADs talk about having a list in their pocket of who they would go approach about becoming a head coach if they lose somebody. And you've got to do the same thing as a commissioner from a membership standpoint. You've got to be mindful that geographic issues or financial issues might force schools to decide they'd rather be in a different conference, and you've got to have a plan A, B, and C in your pocket on what you might do. So we're working through that right now, but you've got to, if you're static, you're actually taking steps back. You've got to be active in this business and planning and having insurance policies, because changes in membership happen in Division II just as much as they happen in Division I.
I know I talked to you about this on the phone when this first came out a little bit over a month ago, I think, with the change for the site for the football championship moving out of in the Kansas City area and Children's Mercy Park. I know that was something that the MIAA was very instrumental in as far as getting them here and working with that from year to year. And just kind of talk a little bit about what took place from that point to place it down in McKinney, Texas.
Yeah, I think, you know, the football committee was very interested in finding a new home after Sporting announced not only were they not going to be able to host the 18 championship, but they wanted out of the agreement for 19, 20, and 21 as well. Couldn't make promises that this wouldn't happen again, and you know, that sure was disappointing, and really caught Kansas City and the NCAA by surprise. But I think once that happened, we did have a couple of schools that stepped up and put in very solid bids, but I think the football committee was really interested in trying to find a place for this year's championship that might allow that venue and that city to be a long-term solution for football. And I don't know if you've taken a look at that of that facility, but I think it's a $70 million project, just opened, a high school football stadium. Seats 12,000 people, suites on both sides of the field, in a you know, in an area that is full of restaurants and shops and hotels and lots to do. So, and warm weather or warmer weather. So I think, you know, I'm hopeful that that works out, and that, you know, it's not a far drive, and a drive I know our fans in the MIAA would happily make to go watch their team compete for a national championship.
Tough to see it go, but I know from a Northwest standpoint, we were happy to see it at Sporting Park. The MIAA helped host that, and in the crowds there, and not here, but really some great memories that were built up there for the conference overall of having it here for a few years.
Yeah, we were proud of the work that the conference did in putting that event on. It was you know, it was a special place to play a football game. You know, a smaller, intimate stadium. I was at the NCAA when we were going to Florence, and that just didn't seem right. I mean, you know, we had great support when Pitt or Northwest or Grand Valley would play. Lots of fans would come down, but we were still in a high school stadium, and not the type of high school stadium that they have in Texas. And so I think, you know, it really elevated the experience for our student athletes when the NCAA decided to move it to Sporting Park and have the MIAA helping to host. And we were fortunate that we had some local success to help with the crowds. But if it can't be here, I think they've found the next best place.
Well, what's next for the MIAA? Obviously, today's been a great day, moving the MIAA Basketball Media Day here to the College Basketball Experience. But what do you have coming up down the line here?
Well, last year we started some early season basketball games here in Kansas City, women's event that's hosted by Pitt State. And that'll take place, I think it's November 8th, 9th, and 10th. And then the Monday before Thanksgiving, we'll have our MIAA Classic for men's programs playing primarily GLVC teams. We've got, I think, games scheduled at 2, 4, 6, and 8. And so we'll be busy getting those events organized and ready. And before too long, we'll be in, into our winter championships, and so lots going on. But like I said, you know, last year we didn't have a football national champ, but we still took home 5 national championships for the conference. So it's hard to repeat, but I'm hopeful that we have that same type of success this year.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot for being with us.
Yeah, great to see you guys. Thank
you. That's the commissioner of the MIAA, Mike Racy. We'll be back and have more for you from Kansas City at the MIAA Media Day right after this timeout. Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from El Nopal, a family-owned restaurant bringing a taste of Mexico to Maryville. Located on South Main, El Nopal offers daily lunch and dinner specials and happy hour from 4 to 7 Monday through Thursday. The menu is available online at facebook.com/ElNopalMex5. Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce, committed to the growth of Maryville and assisting its more than 250 member organizations. The Chamber also offers monthly socials, ribbon cuttings, and professional development programs. More information is at MarylandVilleChamber.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the College Basketball Experience at the Sprint Center in Kansas City, an interactive basketball facility housing the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame, as well as games for fans of all ages to test their skills, including shooting contests and a full-size basketball court. More information at collegebasketballexperience.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com. And welcome back to downtown Kansas City and the College Basketball Experience next to the Sprint Center. Our MIAA Media Day broadcast underwritten by the Nottoway Valley Bank. And now joining us, a couple members of the Bearcat basketball teams on the women's side, Jalen Haggard joining us, and Joey Wittes on the men's side. And guys, thanks a lot for being with us here on our program this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Can you believe it's basketball season already? I mean, it's granted the weather's been kind of crazy, so we can't get a feel for what it is actually, but just about to get in the full swing of practice. What's it been like for you guys getting through the off-season drills and just getting to this point?
Yeah, I mean, 7 weeks of preseason is definitely a grind, but I think we've taken advantage of just getting better in the time that we have, and I know that our whole team and myself, you know, we're super excited to get ready to get into season.
And really for both of you here last year, although Joey, not a freshman coming in, but you're both new to the Bearcat programs and had a chance to come through a complete year now being Bearcats. Your impressions of the way the first season went for both of you?
I think it was really good for us. The nicest thing for me was just the way that everyone took me in right away as a transfer. And, you know, they didn't treat me like a transfer. They treated me like, you know, a teammate right away, which was the best thing. And then to have those four seniors be leaders for me was really important. And I'm hoping that, you know, I can have that effect on some of the younger guys this year.
Yeah, I know for me, our team gelled, you know, right out of the jump. And that was one thing that helped me a lot was I felt super comfortable with everybody I was on the floor with. And there was never that sense of being afraid of, like, making a mistake or feeling like you were letting anybody down because we were all super supportive. So just having that community and that sense of belonging with your team was really special.
And, Jalen, this year an adjustment with a new head coach coming in and Austin Meyer. Again, Austin, familiar with the Bearcat program, coming over from the midside to take over as head coach. But tell us a little bit about how maybe off-season practices and everything leading up to this particular point is maybe a little bit different for you this year.
Yeah, he's definitely already had a positive impact on our team. He's brought energy every single day, and that's one thing that's helped all of us is we're able to just have a positive, supportive environment, you know, whether that's in the weight room or on the court during practice. So he's been super encouraging, and it's easy to play for somebody who you know has your back.
With Austin as the head coach and now Adai as the assistant coach and both guys with some really strong Bearcat roots, is that important kind of moving forward of knowing the past so well, but then kind of building that as we go to the future?
Yeah, definitely. And they're very smart, you know, smart coaches, and they're talented on and off the court. So just to have somebody that you know has been successful just through the roots of being a Bearcat is really important.
And as far as James, also with Adai coming in, helping out Adai being a very good guard, and what can he bring to help out the guard play for you guys? Has he really made an impact as far as maybe helping you out at that aspect of things?
Yeah, he's really good at taking us guards aside, whether that's in practice or whatever, just to tweak the things that we need to fix or correct. So as soon as we make a mistake or there's something he sees that we can improve on, he's right there on the sideline to encourage us and show us how to make that move or that play better.
Joey, whenever you worked with Austin Meyer so much last year and now see him move over to the women's program, did you kind of get a feel for just how he carried himself, what he was doing, and just that mind that he was eventually going to be a head coach, whether it was with our women or at some point down the line?
Yeah, I mean, to have him as an assistant coach, especially my first year here, he was great, and he helped me out with anything, even aside from basketball and stuff, just getting used to classes and getting used to Northwest. He always had a positive impact on me, so it's always hard to lose him, but I know that he deserved that job, and I know that he's really excited for it, and I'm looking forward to seeing the success that he'll have this year.
Hey, Joey, you touched a little bit about this earlier about now you're stepping into a leadership role, and it's going to be a different looking team this year, as well every year is when you get down to it. But what are some of the things that you see out of this year's squad that you're encouraged about right now?
Yeah, everyone's been working really hard, especially the younger classmen, including the freshmen. They've come in to listen and to learn and to go as hard as they can, and then from some of the returners, some of them stepping up into that leadership role and setting that good example for the underclassmen, the younger kids, of how the culture is at Northwest and what our expectations are.
Do you get tired of the Justin Pitts question yet? Everybody wants to know who's going to be that guy, who's the point guard, who's the next one. Out of some of the young kids you see coming up, you know, from Trevor, who redshirted last year, you have Diego coming in, and quite a few guards. Do you kind of feel like you're going to be in good hands that way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Justin Pitts is a one-of-a-kind player, that's for sure. But I think especially for Trevor, being able to be under his wing last year and redshirt and really learn a lot from Justin, that he's ready to step into that role and be that point guard and be a leader out there also, aside from the talent that he has. And then having Diego and Xavier come in at the guard position also, they'll be able to step up right away. The athleticism that they have and the learning capabilities that they have, they'll fit in right away.
One thing, Joey, too, the expectations are pretty high for your program, not only the MIAA polls that were released with the media poll having Northwest on top and the coaches poll having Northwest second, but you look at the D2 Bulletin Top 25 poll, which came out this week, too, being placed number two nationally. Not going to be many teams overlook you guys this year.
Yeah, and Coach Mack always talks about that, how, you know, the polls don't mean anything and anything can happen. So we don't try to focus on that too much. I think as a team, our expectations the same as always is to, you know, win conference tournament and then host the region. And, you know, we feel like we can do that again this year like we did last year. So that's our expectation, and, you know, we're going to work as hard as we can to achieve those goals.
Well, he mentioned, Coach McComb did when he was up on the podium, just he wants to get some games early on. And he has, I mean, some tough games, but he wants to see this team get exposed and then build off that moving forward. But what are your thoughts on, you know, seeing Northern State and Ferris State, number one, number two from last year, finishing up in the first game this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be some great competition right away. And I think that's going to be really good for us that – for everyone having to step up into this new role that they are, that there's no time to be nervous or hesitant or anything, that it's game time right away, that first game of the year, and everyone's got to be ready. And I think the leadership that some of these returners have had has made a huge impact on the freshmen, just to feel comfortable.
And Jalen, on the women's side, what are some of the expectations that you have for this team coming up with the start of the season?
You know, honestly, like outside of our community or like Bearcat fans, a lot of people don't have expectations for our team at all based on our previous seasons and the outcomes of our games. But we know that our expectations are high within our four walls of the gym. So we're holding each other accountable and doing the best that we can to push each other each and every day so we can just make ourselves the best that we can.
Great basketball IQ, playing really well on the hardwood is, I mean, that's a big part of it, obviously, but that camaraderie and being tight off the court, what's that been like with so many new faces? But it seems like from the outside looking in, everybody's really gelled together immediately.
Yeah, I mean, that was how it was on my visit. So it's just been a reoccurring theme every single year that it's not hard to fit in and just feel like you're one of the family as soon as you step on the floor. So just being able to, you know, become friends with these people on and off the floor is something that's really special and unique.
Well, guys, how much fun or how much are you looking forward to getting the next step of the season underway here with the official on the court practices, and then you look around a couple three more weeks and it's time to play for real here?
Yeah, I'm really excited, especially it just being my senior year and stuff. This is my last go around, so, you know, I've been working hard in the off season, and I know that everyone on the team has been also, and getting prepared here. And this last week of preseason, everyone's ready to get started for regular practice.
You guys didn't enjoy waking up at 5 a.m. for preseason conditioning? I thought that's why you played the game, right?
Yeah,
I won't miss that either.
All right, well, guys, thanks a lot for being with us here.
Thank you.
Again, we've been talking with Joey Wittes from the men's team and also Jalen Haggard from the women's team as their season is getting underway here in just a little bit. We're broadcasting live from the MIAA Basketball Media Day. It's underwritten by the Nottoway Valley Bank, and we'll be back and hear from the coaches from Northwest right after this on KXCV KRNW. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from the college basketball experience at the Sprint Center in Kansas City, an interactive basketball facility housing the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame, as well as games for fans of all ages to test their skills, including shooting contests and a full-size basketball court. More information at collegebasketballexperience.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from El Nopal, a family-owned restaurant bringing a taste of Mexico to Maryville. Located on South Main, El Nopal offers daily lunch and dinner specials and happy hour from 4 to 7 Monday through Thursday. The menu is available online at facebook.com/eldepaulmex5. Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce, committed to the growth of Maryville and assisting its more than 250 member organizations. The Chamber also offers monthly socials, ribbon cuttings, and professional development programs. More information is at maryvillechamber.com. Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Welcome back to downtown Kansas City at the College Basketball Experience next to the Sprint Center, our MIAA Basketball Media Day broadcast underwritten by the Nottoway Valley Bank. And we're joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Austin Meyer. And Austin, good to have you with us here.
Good to be here, John.
Can you believe? I mean, we're diving right in, and a year ago at this time, you're, you know, a married man, no kids, you're an assistant on a men's basketball team. You kind of flipped the script, and now you're a father and you're a head coach. I mean, it's been a big year.
Yeah, it's been a little more time-consuming, to say the least, but it's been fun and really enjoyed it so far.
What were some of the reasons you wanted to make the switch from the men's side to the women's side, become head coach at Northwest?
Yeah, you know, I had a desire to be a head coach, and obviously I loved my time working for Coach McCollum and Coach Tapmeyer, and it just got to the point where, you know, I had been itching the last couple of years, but it was also one of those things that still had a great place, and we've had a lot of success, and we're still winning. And when this job opened up, you know, it was still at Northwest Missouri State, a place that's very special to me that, you know, I know we're going to get great support and the community and just the campus and everything that goes into the Northwest, the overall Northwest experience. And then to see, you know, it's a program that hasn't won a lot in the last 5-6 years now. And I we told our team yesterday before our conditioning workout, you know, this was a program that finished 14th. 4 years ago, 14th, 3 years ago, 12th, and then 13th, and then pick 13th, I think it was today, and we want to change that, and everybody's on board. I feel everybody's on board, and we threw that out there just to know, like, you can be a part of this thing. You can be a part of the team that gets this thing back going where we want it to go. So to me, it was that challenge, and being at a place like Northwest where, you know, and there's not a lot of head coaching opportunities, and wanted to take a position that I saw a chance to be successful. I think we have that here.
Yeah, you go to a lot of programs that have struggled a little bit the way the women's program has, and there's probably some pretty low expectations. At Northwest, so many programs come out and win right away. I imagine it's a little bit more heightened when you take a job like this.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's outside expectations, but our expectations are going to be high as a unit, as a group. I don't know what the expectations will be outside, but, I mean, pretty low to a certain extent with how we got picked, and that's fine. But we've talked about it. We want to get better every single day and continue to grow and improve. And where does that put us at the end of the year? I couldn't tell you right now. But we're not going to sit here and say we want to finish 10th or 5th or whatever. We just want to maximize our potential, be the closest group we can be a group that plays extremely hard. That people are excited about, and you know, a lot of stuff that we'll do will be similar to what we've done on the men's side. You know, we're not gonna, I'd be silly to try to change everything. There's a blueprint that's been there on how to treat your kids, how to work, how to kind of build your brand, different things like that. Now, I'm not Ben McCollum. I'm a little different than him. And we'll do some things different, but there'll be a lot of similarities within our program.
And really, when you look at that blueprint, it really works in a lot of different things, not only basketball, but in other sports, in really life in general, some of the things that you try to do with your teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our goal always on the men's side was to recruit high-character student-athletes. Graduating is number one, you know, putting them into society. And you know, I would say the kids that we recruit are already – good kids, so we hope we can make them better, you know, and that goes with our recruiting philosophy. But the energy, the competing, the, like I said earlier, developing the mental toughness muscle, and I think one thing that I really learned from Coach McCollum was if you can work extremely hard and make it fun, that's the way to go. So we've really stressed having that mentality that when you get done with a tough workout, it's not, oh man, that was horrible, it's, man, we got better, that was fun. And a lot of that comes with the communication and helping teammates out. We always talk about when you're sprinting and you get done and the next group runs, do you have your hands on your knees? Are you thinking about yourself? Or are you cheering on the next person that's running? So little things like that. We've really tried to develop that here early. You know, we don't have a lot of time on the floor right now, so a lot of it's been with our strength and conditioning.
I can't imagine it was hard getting your assistant coach to buy into what you're trying to sell, right?
Yeah, no, he's been awesome. You know, I think the fact that he played point guard, Coach Houston, a Northwest guy. He's been a head coach. He's just very organized. And I'm really excited because, you know, we can throw him down there with the guards. And he's done a lot of good stuff. That's his position. That's what he knows. And I think that's huge. And he's just been awesome. Our whole staff has been really good. Michaela Krall, our graduate assistant, who played at Wisconsin, she's been really good for us. You know, having obviously the female element where I can kind of ask her things first before I – can I say this? Can I do – you know. So she's been very helpful. And because obviously it's been a change for me. But like I said at the podium, I don't think there's a lot different. You know, it's still kids want to be coached. You know, I really like our team, the personalities, the type of kids we have. So I haven't seen a ton of changes, at least at this point.
And really, when you look at the staff that you could put together, it's similar to what Ben has done on the men's side, where your strengths were something a little bit different than Ben's strengths, and the same with you and Adai, where you guys really appear to be able to come together and make just a great cohesive staff there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what it's about is finding somebody that, you know, maybe does what you don't do well. And you know, I wasn't a guard. I hadn't coached guards. That wasn't what I've done. And he's had a lot of experience doing that. You know, he does I have him pretty much do our conditioning. And he's been really, as a junior college coach, you kind of are in charge of everything. So he's had a lot of experience already. You know, he was an academic advisor at junior college. And so, you know, he's been really good with the organizational part of our academic side of it and study hall. So you know, he's been great and really excited to have him back.
MIAA freshman of the year Jalen Haggard, a guard. How much does he bring out of her here early on already?
Oh, a ton. I mean, just the type of stuff we're going to do from a ball screen standpoint. You know, and it's not just dribble down and come off a ball screen. There's ways you got to set defenders up. There's different things you want to do off of it. There's a ton of different reads, and you know, he had him in you know, initially, where we sit down with each player and watch film from last season, and that's helped tremendously. And really excited about how good she can be. I mean, she's a great kid. She's a leader for us, even though she's only a sophomore, and shoots the ball at extremely high level, which you guys know. On the men's side, we like that whole shooting thing. That helps. So I think she's going to have a really big year, and I think the two transfers we brought in will take some pressure off her from a ball handling aspect. And then, you know, Mallory McAndrews, from a shooting standpoint, there's not many better than her. She shoots at a ton and shoots at a really high percentage, and she works at it. So expecting big things from her as well. And we have the pieces. Like I said before, we just want to maximize our potential and be playing as good as we can towards the end of the season.
All right, well, Austin, thanks a lot for being with us here.
All right, thanks, guys.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team, Austin Myers. Stay tuned when we come back. We'll talk men's basketball with Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout from Kansas City at the MIAA Basketball Media Day. Support for KAXCV KRNW is provided by the Greater Maryville Chamber of Commerce, committed to the growth of Maryville and assisting its more than 250 member organizations. The Chamber also offers monthly socials, ribbon cuttings, and professional development programs. More information is at MaryvilleChamber.com. Support for KAXCV KRNW comes from the college basketball experience at the Sprint Center in Kansas City, an interactive basketball facility housing the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame, as well as games for fans of all ages to test their skills, including shooting contests and a full-size basketball court. More information at collegebasketballexperience.com. Support for KAXCV KRNW comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for 150 years. More information on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for KAXCV KRNW comes from El Nopal, a family-owned restaurant bringing a taste of Mexico to Maryville. Located on South Main, El Nopal offers daily lunch and dinner specials and happy hour from 4 to 7 Monday through Thursday. The menu is available online at facebook.com/ElNopalMex5. Support for KAXCV KRNW comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. And welcome back to the MIAA Basketball Media Day in Kansas City. It's at the College Basketball Experience next to the Sprint Center and underwritten by the Nottoway Valley Bank. A reminder, too, that support for our broadcast also comes from the College Basketball Experience at the Sprint Center in Kansas City. It's an interactive basketball facility housing the National Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame, as well as games for fans of all ages to test their skills, including shooting contests and a full-size basketball court. More information at collegebasketballexperience.com. And we're joined now by the head coach on the men's side of the Northwest Missouri State basketball programs, and Ben McCollum. And Ben, good to have you with us here this morning.
Great to be here, John.
So I know they covered up the basketball court out there, but did they let you at least come in a little early and shoot around or maybe one of these side games?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, me and Colin, we got some shots up. We got to get ready for noon ball.
We hear he's pretty good.
Colin, you know, I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. He has to this point because first day you were talking about Colin McDonough, our new media relations administrator, if you want to call it. So he comes to noon ball. And a lot of times the new guy, you know, we leave him open quite a bit, and he comes in and kind of gives that impression that he can't play. So the first day we left him open, I think he had three or four threes, was the MVP at noon ball that day and got the trophy. And then the next day we did the same, and I think he might have had probably 25, 30 points. So he's phenomenal. So, yeah, we came in and got some shots early beforehand, and we'll be ready for tomorrow's noon ball session.
Does Colin have any eligibility? Have you checked on that?
We have, and no, he does not. And he's the preseason conditioning might be a little rough on him.
Well, as we look at the media polls here, I know coaches don't take a lot of stock in that, but number one on the media side, number two on the coaches' side of the poll, just kind of go over what you take from the polls every year.
Well, not a lot. I think we're going to take probably more than ever this year because we're number two. So I had to correct somebody. Media says number one,
yeah,
but
right.
I'm going off the coaches. So we'll always say number two just to make sure that our guys understand that it's number two, right?
Right.
So we'll take something from that. But no, it's one of those things that I said earlier that Coach Tapp used to come in with the sheet of paper and he said, hey, we're picked, whatever, we're picked. So we probably can just end the season now. And so that's how insignificant they are. I think they probably help with recruiting. I think they do give your guys some type of motivation if you're picked towards the bottom, if you're picked towards the top. Obviously you have expectations, and so you need to make sure you rise to those expectations.
We've got this national poll, too, that came out from the D2 Bulletin, top 25, where you're number two in the national poll. So one thing about it, and, well, it's this way every year now with your program anyway, but you got everybody's best shot game in and game out.
Yeah, number two in the country is pretty high. They said that today.
Yeah.
My goodness. I said, well, I guess Colin might be coming out for the team. That's the only way we could be number two.
But. He's doing his job getting out nationwide like that. So.
Absolutely is. No, it's good. You know, it's good for our program. It shows the respect that we have. And it's fun for our kids to be rated that high. So I don't know. It's one of those things that I guess I've never been totally into it. I'm not saying that it doesn't show your program a lot of respect, but I've just never really paid attention to it a ton.
Well, I'm sure you're probably looking forward to that first game, not only to get on the court, but to kind of get rid of the Justin Pitts questions. But how do you move on past the Justin Pitts? What are some of your young guards showing you kind of as you start to get into that full-time practice schedule?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, first off, we won two out of three conference championships before we ever did get Justin with Deshaun. I think that's the first part of it. The second part of it is I don't think it's as much Justin Pitts as it is the consistency that Justin, Brett, Chris, and Zay brought to our program day in, day out. The ability to be ready every single game at your highest level and take everybody's best shot. That will be the biggest issue that our kids have. I think we have enough talent to be good, but can they be consistent? Can we handle another team's run? Can we be up 15 and keep your foot on them? Those types of things are the mental toughness things that group brought outside of the talent.
One thing about it, when you look at your schedule again this year, you're not afraid of playing the top teams early in the season. You've got that again this year with the way the schedule's breaking out for you.
Yeah, what? Who scheduled that? I think it was Austin. Austin knew he wasn't going to leave.
Yeah, then he leaves on you.
He knew he wasn't. Yeah, he knew he was going to leave, and so then he decided to schedule the runner-up and national champion first two games. So I'll blame that on him. No, I think it exposes you earlier. I've always enjoyed playing difficult competition because of that, because you have to be at your best early. And we've just enjoyed it. I don't know. We did that, I think – 4 or 5 years ago, we really started scheduling difficult, and I've just embraced it and really enjoyed it ever since.
You see in Joey and Ryan Welty and some of those guys take on those leadership roles after losing such a good senior class?
Slowly but surely. I think that's a work in progress in regards to who takes on that role. A lot of teams will designate a captain or designate, hey, this is going to be our leader. we don't do that. We just naturally let whoever's the leader lead, and it figures itself out. I don't know that it's figured itself out yet, partly because you can only spend 2 hours a week in basketball with the kids, and so it just makes it really difficult to establish that leadership with the amount of time that we have with our kids on the floor.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us here in Kansas City. We'll talk to you again Thursday night. So.
Hey, thanks, John. And you're coming to noon ball this week, right?
My wife says I have to take care of something else. So
yeah,
next week, maybe, I might be available.
I think you kind of mumbled through that answer. But yeah. All right, see you there.
All right, sounds good. That's Ben McCollum, head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team. A reminder, with the media polls on the men's side, Northwest picked number one on the media poll, and the coaches poll picked number two. And on the women's side, the Northwest women in the media poll picked 12th, and in the coaches poll picked 13th. My thanks to everyone involved with their broadcast here in Kansas City at the MIAA Basketball Media Day. It's held at the College Basketball Experience next to the Sprint Center and underwritten by the Nottoway Valley Bank. For Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Kansas City.